Okay, Sean Ratham. So it's Shivas of the Tums. So I just want to give over an idea that my Rav told me today, this morning, that just was so important. I thought I had to give it over. So the Mishnah says, Chamisha Divine, O S Avuseinu, Shivas of the Tammuz, Chamisha Tisha B'Av. Five things happened on Tammuz, five things happened on Tisha B'Av. Shivas of the Tammuz, Nishbu Haluchos, the Luchos were broken. Batel HaTamid, the Tamid was the Korban Tamid was stopped. Havkah Ha'ir, the surrounding wall of the city was broken. Besaf, Apastmois Eser Torah, this Russia, Apastmois burned the Torah. Behemid Selem, they stood up an idol, a Getchka, in the Heichal. So this is all a reaction to the Chet HaEgel. So what was the Chet HaEgel? And you really learn what happened by the Chet HaEgel, by Moshe's response to the Chet HaEgel. See, the Eitz Chaim. Chaim, by Chaim Vital. He says that the whole reason for the world, he says, pashut, when it went up in the simple Ratzon Hashem, to bring forth Atzilus, which is a deeper level than Bria. It wasn't the reason why he made creation, it was before creation. It was the reason for Atzilus, which is really the reason. See, by Bria, the reason is Derech HaTov. He wants to do good for his creations, but that's only at the level of Bria. The deeper level, why he made it Tzilus, that's why V'hi L'ka Rachum V'chanun K'yotze, that he could be called Rachum V'chanun, meaning that the whole reason for the world was not Derech HaTov L'Hetiv. Is the whole reason for the whole thing is not Derech HaTov L'Hetiv. That was an afterthought. That was a reaction to the original thought. The original thought was so that he can be called Rachum Rachanun. Where was it revealed that he was Rachum Rachanun? Where did he reveal the Yud Gimel Midas? By the Chet HaEgel. So it was like the Hashlama, so to speak, of all of reality. That his initial reason for creating all of reality was so that he can be called Rachum Rachanun. By Chet HaEgel, he revealed to us the Yud Gimel Midas that is Hashem Hashem Rachum Rachanun, which is exactly that inyan. So Moshe turned around to him, and Moshe said, when Hashem said, "I'm going to destroy the Yidden," Moshe said, "No, don't destroy the Yidden." Hashem said, "I'm going to destroy the Yidden. I'm going to rebuild them through you." Yeah. Alpi Kabbalah, that's the inyan, that's the difference between Rachel and Leah. The Am Yisrael is keneged Rachel, and the Tzaddikim are keneged Leah. Leah, the world of Leah is this world of just complete dedication to Ribbono Shel Olam without any ups and downs. It's just a complete, there's no, it's like there's no creation. Like a tzaddik is just like Oymed, whichever way the wind blows, it doesn't matter. He's staying there. We're like chaff, like we're like wheat in the wind. Yeah, we're blowing this way, we're blowing that way. But the tzaddik's like a seed, the levana. He just stands still, and whatever the wind does, he's just standing there. So what Hashem said to Moshe was, "Listen, I can't take this anymore. We're going to go back to the level of tzaddik, and we're going to bring Am Yisrael to the level of tzaddik, where there aren't any more ups and downs. I'm going to rebuild on myself through you." Bechinas Leah, Bechinas Moshe. And Moshe said, no, I'm not Makabel. And Hashem was Moichel. And it says the last Rashi in the Chumash. This is the easiest Rashi to find, because it's literally the last Rashi in the Chumash. Anybody remembers what it says? The last Rashi in the Chumash
In
says,
the last part in the Torah or in the Parsha?
in the whole Torah,
Oh, wow.
in the whole Torah, the last Rashi says,
Danny Clay Stroll, but I don't remember the Rashi.
Is this the last one? I'm not sure. Oh no, it's not the last one, my bad.
Where's the where is it? Oh, we're here.
Leila Koizrael, I got it.
Yeah, Ashish about it's the final. It says like this: Leinei Kol Yisrael, Zuzaliboy Lishbo Haluchos Leinei Him. What does it mean to in front of the eyes of all Yisrael? That Moshe lifted up the Luchos to break them in front of the eyes of Shneemar. The Eshbem Leinei Him. I'll break them in front of your eyes. Vaskima Das HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDatoi. Hashem was masking his dust to the dust of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem changed his mind to go with Moshe Rabbeinu. Listen to that moiety. You have a scheme of dust of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ledas, Ledatoi, Shenema, Asher Shavata, Yashokoichacha Sheshavata. The praise of Moshe was that you broke the Luchos. It's meaning Hashem agreed with Moshe that he was correct. Why? Because Hashem was like, we've got to go back to this Madrega of Avodas Leah, yeah, where it's all just normal, where you're just Tzaddikim, and that's how you are, and that's how it is. And Moshe's like, no, I know that the reason why you made this world is that we can be Oved you. That what Hashem was saying is we're going to make you like into Tesla robots, yeah, where you're just going to be like Malachim in this world. And Moshe says, no, because that's not what you want. You want a relationship with Am Yisrael. And that can only happen when we've got ups and downs, and we've got the chance to choose you. So he was masking, meaning that's really what the Rabbi Shalom wanted. He just kind of, in a sense, Kavyochel felt that he had to do it the other way. And Moshe was like, no, give us another chance. And now we'll really, this is the reason why you made the whole world, so that you can be called Rachum Rachanun. So that we can come back to you after we've done what we've done. And those are the five things that happened. So it comes out that Hashem was saying to Am Yisrael, it's not about your behavior, it's about you. And I'm not gonna let go of you because your behavior goes up and down. Yeah, that's a real relationship. It's not an ahava talui b'davar. It's not a love dependent on behavior. It's an ahava atzmusi, an essential love that doesn't change. Not that I always feel that I love you. It's the echad. That's the reason why Yud Gimel is echad. Echad is Gematria 13. It's not talking about the emotion of love. It's talking about the fact that we're mamash one. And that doesn't change, like Shmuel, like what we were talking about, the idea of the relationship, and then there's the emotions within the relationship. If there isn't a real
What?
relationship, like with your next door neighbor's kids, yeah, then they behave, you love them, they're naughty, you ignore them. Whereas your children, it's not dependent on their behavior. You might feel frustrated or happy, but that's not what it's about. It's the relationship, mamash, and that's the Yud Gimel, that's Echad. So now we turn around to Hashem, and this is what happened on this day, is that the Luchos were broken, the Tamid was mevateled, the wall of the city was broken, the Torah was burned, and a Tselem got put in the Heichal. The Luchos were broken, meaning that there's nothing solid anymore. The Luchos is reality. That there's nothing solid anymore. Now your world's going to be going up and down, yeah? And Batal HaTamid is the same inyan. There's not going to be any kind of consistency in your life. You're going to be
Wow.
having ups, you're going to be having downs. That's how it's meant to be. That's how it's meant to be. And Havkaha Ir, the surrounding wall of the city is getting broken down. Yeah, there's no guard around you. Think people are going to come in and go out, and it's going to be a roller coaster. Yeah, but so says the Torah, there's going to be fire in the Torah. There's going to be the fire of tithers within the Torah. There's going to be again the same Indian. And then at Selim in the Heichal, there's going to be Mamasha, an Avodah Zarah, a Getchka in our heart, which is the ego. And the Rabbeinu Hashem was saying to us that just like I am with you, Lamala minute your behavior. It's got nothing to do with your behavior. I'm with you, you and me are Echad. We turn around back to Hashem and we say to him, even with all of this craziness, ups and downs, and I feel like this and I feel like that, and this is happening and that's happening, and I feel like I'm just a schmutter getting flipped around, or a cunner in the wind flowing this way and that way and getting trodden on and then sprouting, and like the moon being big and being small, just like Rochel, not like Leah, who's just always there, but Rochel, like the moon, who's getting big and getting small and getting big and getting small. We're with you, Rabbeinu Shloim. Just like you're with us, lamala mina our behavior, we're with you, lamala mina our feelings. Whether we're into it, whether we're not into it, whether things look great, whether things look dark, yeah, we're there for you. It's the same. That was the commitment, the recommitment of the relationship. And that was the kiyum of the whole world. That was Hashem revealing his rachum and v'chanan. And that was the original machshava of how, of what he wanted to do. And now in our generation, just to finish off, we've moved into this level. See, we're told, I think I mentioned this at my Shabbos table, Shmuel, that we're told that in the old days, look how shvach we are. We are look at compared to 100 years ago, yeah, the Yidden under the threat of capital punishment and exile was serving Hashem. Yeah. Stalin had been geyser that you learn Torah, you do mitzvahs, that's it, you're dead. And us in our generation, we're sitting in yeshivas, we've got shuls on every corner, there's mikvahs, there's kosher food, everything's so easy, and we're having a hard time just to guard our eyes, let alone not waste any time with all the struggles that we're having. And that's the message being given over to us, that they had the threat of Misa hanging over them and they were Ovid. You're being given everything on a golden plate and you're not being Ovid. But it's completely backwards. It's absolutely wrong. Because when someone says to you, if you're Ovid Hashem, I'll shecht you, then the Yetzer Hara pipes up and says, yeah, okay, let's see. I'm going to work that out. Whereas when somebody says you have to be Ovid Hashem, then the Yetzer Hara pipes up and says, I don't have to do anything. So it comes out that it's easier to be Ovid Hashem when you've got a Stalin standing over you with a machete than it is when you've got a rabbi standing over you with a Gemara. And we're at this final stage of reality now, where this is the final test, where the world is saying to you, be frum, be Ovid Hashem. And that's the hardest time to be Ovid Hashem. And we're being Ovid Hashem, and that's the key. And that's why this is the final, we're the final door just before Mashiach, because we're involved in the final Nisayon, which is the Nisayon of being told to be Ovid Hashem. And we're still being Ovid Hashem. And that's mamash the highest level, as well to Hashem.
Wow.
Zeicher, Zeicher.
Basically, what we're dealing with the self-ego, with the heart. It's basically what we're dealing with over here is the self-ego and the heart, right?
Is that the ego saying to you, because we're being told we have to be Ovid Hashem, the ego turns around and says no. So now this is the final ticking of the ups and the downs and whatever. The final one is when everything is saying be Ovid Hashem. And we're being Ovid Hashem. That's the fight. We've done all the other Madregas. Now the final level that we've finally arrived at is when the world is telling you have to be frum, and we're still mamash, we're still Shomer Torah mitzvahs.
So it's an internal fight. There's nothing to do with the outside. On the outside, everything is great and perfect.
Absolutely. That's the
It's
point.
just
That's the heart.
in our face.
That is the Tselem v'Heichal. That is the idol in the heart.
Wow.
That's the
Wow.
ego that's in the heart now, that's being told you have to serve Hashem. And the ego says, don't tell me what to do. And we're still being Ovid Hashem. That's Pashut Moedig. That's Pashut Moedig. That's taken
Wow.
Hashem 5,784 years to bring humanity to this Madrega. Mumish, 5,784 years of all the Mikroim that happened over all of this time, so that we could be sitting here in our door with all of the kosher restaurants and with all of the Bate Midrash and with all of the mikvahs and all of the kosher tefillin and with all of the everything, and still be over the Shem. This is the final. So we know
Wow.
now that this avoda is coming from the etzem of who we are. It's not a reaction. It's not an egoic reaction to some despot telling you that you can't be over the Shem. It's coming from the essence of who we are, and that's the Echad and the Echad, and that's the Yud Gimel Midas, and that's why it's Echad. Yud Gimel is Echad. Okay, I'm gonna go.
Wow,
So
that's powerful.
powerful.
That's incredible. Beautiful.